No, me
Have
no. He's just terrible.
you?
Excuse me, go ahead.
I've got a book in that you might like to read. What is the name of that Bannon Helen sent you?
Oh, yeah, that's it. On
I
a
believe
Southern nigger dialect, I don't know. He wouldn't care for that. He just wants some of it.
I'm more interested in terms than
Well, this is the funniest thing you ever saw.
Really, as we had a book, you know, people letters from Washington, Greenville over there. What was that? Washington
History
County,
of
Washington County.
Washington.
Now that was good. Now that goes way back how the people live, and especially the one down here from Marion, where they tell about catching a stagecoach out here from Greenwood and go out in the hills, and where the stagecoach come, how they on these farms, how they'd have to keep everything, they'd buy the coffins ahead of time. They ship them in here from New Orleans, you know, and what they do, they get the people on the place together, and how they tend to the sick, and how they the whole life of it. It was just amazing, wasn't it?
It really was.
And,
have you met Otis? He's been sick, but he's a character that you, he is a Kentuckian.
Oh,
but
by the way,
he's a very,
we
you
have,
haven't met
no.
him. You're missing something. I'm afraid he's still sick. He is the superintendent of education here. Have you visited Cottonlandia?
Yes, in fact, Mr. Craig took me through. And,
oh, he took you through Cottonlandia.
Right, that is a that's some remarkable exhibits there.
Well, I think it will.
Who?
I believe all of that was Otis Allen's dream.
No, sir, just, by the way, the old expression for that is, I'm wondering if you ever heard of people drank their coffee barefoot. Did you ever hear that? That meant, no sugar, no cream. At Cottonlandia, could you tell me something about the, how that is financed? Is
well,
that a city or private? Or
the Board of Supervisors. And free will offerings, but the Board of Supervisors, LaFleur County, I think, really give a substantial amount to it. And I believe the city of Greenwood, possibly. I'm not sure about that. I have known.
They have a remarkable exhibit of wildlife there, and Mr. O'Neill was telling me about, I believe it was your mother, who told you about the bear in the window.
That was your mother, Harry, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, I was telling about that when they lived out in the hill.
Have you seen that exhibit in Cottonlandia? They've got two bear in there, and a couple of deer, and alligators, and everything that was...
Have you seen that? That's our centennial. LaFleur County was organized in 1871. Have you seen that?
No, I
now
haven't.
Here is this. Now this is available through the Mississippi Historical Society. If you want to buy a copy, I think for only $2. But it is a remarkable history. Now he is.
Ten, 15.